It's Two Truths and a Lie Christmas Movie Edition to prove that they will make Christmas movies about absolutely anything. Raven is going to read three movie titles. Two are real, one is fake, and I get to guess which one is fake.
All right, here we go. You ready for your first batch right now? Because it is true. They will make a Santa movie, a Christmas movie, about just about anything. Mm-hmm. Here are your choices here. First choice, A Christmas Bounty. A former bounty hunter turned school teacher reluctantly returns home for Christmas to help save the family business.
That one's real. Okay.
Choice number two. Violent Night. When a group of mercenaries attack the estate of a wealthy family, Santa Claus may step in and save the day if you're on the nice list.
What one's that called? A Violent Night?
Violent Night. Mm. Choice number three, Kringle. An adaptation of Shakespeare's Macbeth. Santa's brother from the South Pole hears a prophecy from three elves that inspires him to dethrone his brother and claim the title of Father Christmas for his own once and for all.
Violent Night is fake.
Violent Night is real.
Come on.
It actually opens today, and it stars David Harbour from Stranger Things and many different films.
What?
Here's the by the way, you were right, though, on Christmas Bounty. Bounty Hunter movie is real. Here's the trailer for that.
This holiday caper's right on target.
Very festive tree and crossbow.
WWE's The Miz.
I'm your smoking hot ex-boyfriend.
And Secret Life's Francia Reza.
There's nowhere I'd rather be.
Christmas Bounty, only on ABC Family.
And it's on ABC Family.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to watch it. I'm 100% going to watch that.
Today in theaters right now, Violent Night with David Harbour.
Are you going to help us, Santa?
Yeah, Trudy.
Santa?
No, on my nice list. Santa Claus is coming to town. Some seasons beatings.
What?
I mean, love it.
There should be laws against that being a real thing.
Well, if you think that's the worst that there is to come, you haven't even started yet at this point. So you missed on that one. I'm sorry. Okay. You missed on that one. Choice number two here. Round number two. Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny. Santa finds himself and his sleigh stranded on a beach in Florida after his reindeer have abandoned him and flown back to the North Pole to find relief from the heat.
Okay. I'm not sure yet.
Children, including Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn and a guy in a gorilla suit, try to free Santa using a variety of farm animals.
That's for Santa and the ice cream thing?
Yeah, that's okay. Still
same movie.
Same movie. Here we go. The next one. Santa Claus versus the Devil. Santa has taken a disliking to Santa, or Satan, rather, has taken a disliking to Santa at this point, who strives to make good children out of bad. So he sends a bright red dancing demon to Earth on a mission to ruin Christmas by making all the children of the Earth do evil.
As alarming as that sounds, I believe that's a real movie. I feel like I remember at some point in my life hearing about it and being horrified. And I am again, but okay. And what's the third one?
Choice number three, Raining Blood. Ruthless labor conditions cause the reindeer to rebel and fight back against Santa and his elves. Rudolph, Santa's favorite reindeer, must decide if he is willing to give up his comfortable life and help free his brethren.
All right. I don't know.
Which one is the fake?
I think like Santa Claus and the ice cream in Florida sounds ridiculous, but then so does the Raining Blood. I'm going to go with Santa and the ice cream in Florida being the fake.
I'm sorry, that's a real film.
Oh.
Of all places for Santa to be, thousands of miles from the North Pole, way down in Florida.
Is it me or is the narrator really, really, really spooky? We got a couple more rounds coming up.
Okay. It's Two Truths and a Lie, the Christmas Movie Edition, to prove that they will make Christmas movies out of absolutely anything.
Right, so I will give you three different scenarios here, Anna. All you have to do is correctly identify which scenario is the fake film, all right?
All right.
All right, here we go. Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale, an archaeological dig on Christmas Eve in Finland unearths the real Santa Claus, except this Santa is not one of dreams, but of actual nightmares.
Okay. All right.
Choice number two.
Yeah.
Too Fat, Too Furious. A young boy's greatest wish is for his professional drag racer father to come home for Christmas. To make that happen, Santa decides to beat the boy's father in a high-stakes race to send him home for the holidays.
Please let that be the fake one. But okay, what's the third option?
Third option, Santa's second wife. When Mrs. Claus and Santa sign the divorce decree, they return to their 40-year-old selves and re-enter the dating pool.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I know that Santa's Second Wife is a real movie because we made it. And it was my idea. And yeah, it'll be out in theaters, I believe, next year. Some theaters this year. I just can't believe that Too Fat, Too Furious is a real movie.
Wow, look at you go. You got it this time.
Yes.
Here's the trailer for Rare Exports.
This mountain is like a giant icebox.
For storing what?
We have Santa Claus.
He knows if you've been bad or good. Doesn't give up.
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care at all.
I never want to see that movie. I don't know where you can watch it, but I don't want to ever see it.
Oh, well, you want to see this one.
You do understand what happens if we sign the divorce.
Becoming 40 again is exactly what I want.
Marrymatches.com. Oh, no.
It says here that she's going to be at a restaurant on Valentine's Day at 7 p.m.
You should go.
No.
You should go, Santa.
You should go, Santa. And you should go see Santa's Second Wife.
You should definitely go see Santa's Second Wife.
All right,
that's
here
so
we
funny.
Go.
Yeah, that's great.
Santa versus ninjas. Santa tries to deliver toys through feudal Japan in the 1600s, but a ninja crime syndicate wants to make sure that Santa never delivers toys again.
Okay, all right. Okay, second what's choice. The second one?
All American Christmas Carol is another take on the Christmas Carol story. It follows a selfish, unemployed woman more concerned with winning the lottery than parenting her many children, whom she is about to lose.
I believe that that one's probably true, even though sad as it sounds. I believe that's true.
Third right. choice, The Night They Saved Christmas. Santa Claus's North Pole village is in peril from an oil company exploring the Arctic. But after the company blasts a site nearby, Santa knows his beloved village is in danger, so he enlists the help of a woman and her children.
I believe that one's also real, as crazy as it sounds. I'm going to go with Santa vs. Ninjas is the fake Christmas movie.
Oh my gosh, look at you. You nailed it this time. I can't believe it.
Yes.
Well, just for your enjoyment anyways, here's the trailer for an All-American Christmas Carol.
There's someone here from social services. You gotta talk to her and make her think you're a fit mother.
Your kids don't even expect Christmas presents this year from you.
Work is for suckers.
Kind of real in a minute there,
it's
right?
Sad.
I mean,
terrible.
Social services is at the door?
Yeah.
Here's the trailer for The Night They Saved Christmas.
Oil explorers are about to topple Santa's village, so the big guy calls in some reinforcements. They might not be Charlie's Angels, but Jacqueline Smith's kids are just as good when it comes to taking down bad guys.
You're going to ruin Christmas forever.
Now, Fox Family Channel presents The Night They Saved Christmas.
What is Jacqueline Smith's kids doing there?
I don't know, but I want to watch that movie.
If you're going to the movies, there's a lot of options.